This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're exploring the workings of electricity and how it powers your home. So Ben, what's the difference between, say, mains electricity and electricity from a battery?
Well, one of the main differences is that mains is at 230 volts, whereas batteries normally only produce a few volts. Also, mains electricity is AC, or alternating current. This means that instead of the electric current flowing in one direction, as it does in direct current, that's DC, from batteries, it flows back and forth, alternating its direction.
Why does it do that?
Well, it means that you can use transformers to change the voltage up and down. Transformers are entirely dependent on the current changing, so they won't work with direct current.
So with AC, if the current is changing, does that mean the voltage is too?
Yes, it does. It changes from plus 320 volts to minus 320 volts 50 times a second.
But I thought you said mains was 230 volts.
Well, because the voltage is changing from positive to negative, some of the time it must be around zero. So a light bulb won't get as hot as it would if there were a constant 320 volts. So instead of quoting the maximum voltage, you quote the DC voltage, which would produce an equivalent heating effect. In this case, it's 230 volts.
Is that sort of voltage dangerous?
Well, it certainly can be. It can drive enough current through your heart to stop it beating, electrocuting you.
Well, that sounds quite worrying. How do we stop that happening?
The most important safety feature is that you're separated from the live copper or brass conductors by electrical insulators such as plastics and rubbers. They conduct electricity so badly that touching them is entirely safe because the currents that will flow through them are minute. There are usually two layers of insulation in a cable, so even if one of them breaks, the second will still make it safe. Also, any mains equipment that is made of metal has to be earthed.
And how do you earth something?
Well, an earth is simply a copper wire with a very low resistance connected to the ground or to earth. The earth will be at roughly the same voltage as your house, so if you touch it, no current will flow through you. Earthing something simply means attaching it electrically to the earth.
But why would you want to do that?
Well, if a live wire falls off inside the device and it touches the case, possibly a dangerous current could flow through you. But if the case is earthed, the current would rather flow through the low resistance earth wire than flow through you, and so you'll be saved. Secondly, such a large current will flow that a fuse should blow, making the whole thing safe.
And what actually is a fuse?
A fuse is actually a deliberate weak point in a circuit. It's designed to be the first thing that breaks. Conventionally, this is a thin piece of wire that heats up when a large current flows through it, and if the current is large enough, it will melt and breaks the circuit.
And how do fuses help? What do they actually do?
Well, if there was no fuse and a cable fell off inside the device that formed a low resistance route for current to flow, there'd be nothing to stop these massive currents from flowing. This would mean that the wires would heat up to huge temperatures and could start fires.
But if a fuse does blow, what happens then?
Well, as long as you've fixed the device that caused the problem, you can replace the fuse and it should all behave properly again. Some more modern systems use a circuit breaker, which is an electromechanical equivalent of a fuse, and all you need to do is reset them by pressing a button or by throwing a switch.
So where would I find a fuse if I think one's blown?
Well, there are fuses in every single British plug, and your house is protected by a series of fuses in a fuse box near where the electrical cables enter the house. When you're choosing a fuse and a plug, you should be careful to pick the right size of fuse.
But how would I know what size to use?
Well, some equipment will tell you what current they should use, for example 4 amps, and you should pick a fuse slightly larger than the current the device uses. That way, the fuse will blow as soon as something goes wrong.
But my TV doesn't say anything about current, it just says 400 watts on the back.
Well, that's just saying that it uses 400 watts of power. Power in the scientific sense means the rate at which energy is being used. So if a device uses 1 watt, then it will use 1 joule of energy every second. So power equals energy used divided by time.
So therefore my TV is using 400 joules of electrical energy every second. But how does knowing that help me to decide what fuse I should put in to make it safe?
Well, there is a way of relating power to current. Now let's start off with voltage. 1 volt gives 1 joule of energy to each unit of charge, which is called a coulomb. If you have a current of 1 amp, that's 1 coulomb per second.
So how much power does that equate to?
Well, 1 amp at 1 volt would be 1 joule per second, and that's 1 watt of power.
So then how do I use that to work out what sort of fuse to put into my television?
Well, this means that the power released in a circuit is equal to the current times the voltage. Now, you need to rearrange this equation to find out the current that your TV needs. So if we divide both sides of the equation by voltage, we get current on one side and power divided by voltage on the other. Now, this means that your TV will use 400 watts divided by 230 volts. That's 1.8 amps. So using a 2 or 3 amp fuse would keep you safe.